Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Pop, get in there.
No! No, don't make me.
Do it!
God damn it.
It hurts perfect.
Well, if it saves another life, fuck it. Let's do it. I know. Don't laugh. What's going on, you download Dan's Terrence Pop here, Redonkulous.com. As you can see, this isn't good pop, bad pop, and evil pop. He's just on strike. He wants nothing to do with this. I'll do anything for a laugh, even though it means wearing this accursed shirt. But it really is perfect for the theme of this show. Now, if you don't know what a download Dan is, I'm going to try to be nice here, but I can make no promises. You know, fence jumpers, not to be confused with these fence jumpers.
Emotional damage! Where's the therapy button?
He likes to pinch hit, putt from the rough, or barge into the emergency exit, if you know what I mean. But he doesn't want anyone to know about it. And this seems to be a very big thing in the ghetto.
I am not gay. I have relationships with women and sex with men.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
It is ironic because the moment you have D to BBC, you're gay! And if you don't know what that means, it means dick to boy butt contact, and I will see myself to the door. To the door! All right. Every once in a while, we cover subjects that just make me feel plain disgusting. And after this one, it's a 4-shower episode, what can I say? One shower for each pop, and then a bonfire to burn this fucking shirt.
Burn, motherfucking burn!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Is this really a big issue today like it was 20 years ago? I truly don't know. Not only is the down low accepted today, but they're force-feeding it to your children by the shovel load and hoping that you don't find out. And to cover their tracks, they tell the kids not to tell you. Because that's how benevolent people always act. Right? Oh, the finger. It must be the shirt. With that being said, I have a lucky 21 symptoms for Download Dan. You know what that means? Pop in a musical, pour the menagerie, and keep your pinkies on standby. Because we are going to drive the wrong way up Highway 235, otherwise known as the Hershey Highway. Yeah. Now, before we begin, it's important we explain how the point system stacks up. Each one of these symptoms will give you 1 point. But most of us are born with at least 1 point. So that point doesn't really count against you. If you hit 3 points, doesn't necessarily mean you're gay, but you got some sugar in your tank. You get to 5, you're officially Download Dan, even if no one knows about it. 7 points or more, you're a flaming Fred, and everyone knows it.
That's not true!
You're not fooling anyone, bro. They're just humoring you. With that being said, I am not anti-gay. Truly, I don't give a shit. This is comedy, and it's for entertainment purposes only. Hell, remember like 10 years ago when you were allowed to make jokes and talk about anything? I remember those days, especially on YouTube. They were glorious.
He played gay on Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, I wonder what he's doing
nowadays. He's probably getting fucked in the ass!
Well, that's fitting. With that being said, number one. Trigger warning. For some of the ladies out there, you're gonna get upset about this. But, pun intended, screen 5. Every time you bed down with your dude and the first option for him is backstage play, pull the rope and ask for a curtain call. All you gotta do is say yes one time and, well, shit happens. He's not writing that on the menu in pencil. He's using a permanent marker because it is forever. Now, to be fair... Two to four times a year is pretty much standard for men who are into that kind of kink. The standard two times a year, anniversary and birthday. If you're really into it, you might get the bonus to Christmas and New Year's Eve, which is usually when she looks back and goes, put it in my butt. But, ladies, if he wants it that way every single time, you have a problem. And if you say no and he gets upset, you have a bigger problem. And this kind of problem leaves a mark. They're known as skid marks, Screen 5. And this leads us to figuratively and literally number two. And this one is low-hanging fruit, kind of like your butthole if you let him hit it every night. Lispy voice without a valid medical reason. For instance, Mike Tyson, one of the most manly men walking the earth today, has a lispy voice. But rumor has it that that came from multiple concussions. So with that being said, Mr. Tyson, Merry Christmas. He's gonna kill me, man. I'll be walking through the airport. I'll wake up 2 weeks later. What the fuck happened? Now, I'm not ripping on people who have speech problems, but it is a legitimate symptom. And it is ironic people who claim gender is a social construct are walking stereotypes with lispy voices. And we can't mention this, otherwise we'll get labeled istophobe igots. Like I care. And number three, if he's all about fashion sense, that should set off your sixth sense. You know the guys I'm talking about, they watch Project Runway while touching themselves. I feel dirty. Or, worse yet, RuPaul's Drag Race. You come home from work and you find him watching that alone? Bail, because you are burning in. This aircraft is flaming. This is bad, right? This is bad. And number three segues into number four. Because being up on fashion sense doesn't necessarily mean you practice it. And I don't even know if this is still a thing, but he adheres to the metrosexual dress code 24/7, 365. There are so many women out there who are now divorced because they married these dudes. You know, because, you know, he smells good, he looks good, we hit the jackpot. Fast forward 7 years, you find him in bed with another dude scratching that itch. You might have hit the jackpot, but now he's hitting Jack in his pot. Screen 5. And I feel sorry for you, ladies. I truly do. When you got married, you knew the sport. He was the pitcher, you were the catcher. Now you find out you were in the wrong stadium the entire time. Turns out he's the tight end and his buddy Flaming Fred, well, he's a wide receiver. Oh shit, flag on the play, 10 yards for necessary roughness, Space Ghost. I gotta say, it is refreshing to have just a flag thrown at me. Ah, you fucker!
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Number five, and this one, it's getting creepy. You got the metrosexual dude who knows more about fashion than you do, and he also knows more about your clothes and makeup than you do. If he knows what a mermaid cut is and he doesn't work in the industry, girl, you got a problem. And if you don't nip that in the butt, you could wind up with literally a pain in the ass, Screen 5. Well, here's the thought. I guess you could count your blessings. You haven't come home and caught him wearing your clothes and makeup yet. But this is how that road to that nightmare begins. And if you don't believe me, you can just check it on the map.
Yeah, well, the map says we're fucked.
Number six, he has a very odd interest in your brother. Or, let's be frank about it, your male relatives. If he makes a comment about how your male relatives are very attractive, well, there's something rotten in skid marks, Screen 5. You need to recognize what this is, unless you really want to show up for a family reunion. You don't need that.
Mom? Shit break?
Oh, hey, Stifler.
Why does it smell like poop in here? And lucky number 7, he spends way too much time in the bathroom grooming. To the point where you're playing bathroom timing games with a dude. If you're mixing up each other's makeup on the counter, one word or two, rongo bongo. Most dudes with a shower, they need about 10 to 15 minutes from start to finish. How do I know this? I did it all the time in the Army. There wasn't room to have this kind of horse shit going on. But these dudes will take an hour or more. Why?
Are you like a crazy person?
Number 8, and you can spot this one from across the room, figuratively or literally. A fascination with tight pants. Both in wearing them and talking about other men who wear them. Thanks a lot. Now I'm thinking about a whole entourage of download Dans wearing yoga pants. Space Ghost. Personally, I think you should lose your man card and get a demerit if you choose to wear skinny jeans. And not because I imagine that they are extremely uncomfortable, but they don't really hide things, if you know what I mean. You walk around looking like you're smuggling tomato toes in your pants, and that's just disgusting. Ah! Bottom line, if you are fully dressed and I can tell that you're uncircumcised, that's a problem.
Oh, that's not right. No.
Number 9, they consistently judge other men and strange men on looks. If you're walking through the mall with your man, well, that's another warning sign because men don't like shopping. I made a whole video about it. Links are in the meat gazer box. Ah, I caught you. Case in point, you're walking along.
That's a handsome man. That's a nice looking suit. Hey, where did you get those pants?
What the fuck? Ask any straight dude to look at another dude and rate him, and this is what you're gonna hear.
I don't really rate, man. I guess he's average. I'll give him a 4.
But according to you, I give everyone a 4. So piss off, Space Ghost is on, and I need to see some titties. Speaking of titties, number 10. Secret ornpay addictions, emphasis on dick shuns. And this one's kind of tricky because most of the time, people are not going to find out. But every once in a while, you're going to get the, sure, yeah, check the email on my computer. What the hell is DP? You go to type in Proton Mail, and the first thing that pops up in the search bar is prostatemassage.com. What the fuck? Now, to be fair, most men watch corn, and I expect most dudes to get this point. It's not a big deal unless... It's a big deal. It's not a big deal if you like to go to the bar once in a while, but if you like to go to the bar, well, that's another issue. Number 11, and this one is easier to spot, he's always on Diva Watch. All you really gotta do to figure this out is ride shotgun while he's driving the car. If the radio is playing nothing but chick artists, there you go. Bottom line, dudes, don't listen to Beyonce. She sucks ass through a straw. Ah, you fucker! Oh, you got me in the face of it.
I know, that was your fault, though.
Fuck off.
If you would have just stood there.
Shut up! I'm embarrassed. I'm already embarrassed. Stop! Bastard! You're making me wear this shirt and you're throwing penis straws at me, man. I can only do so much. Edit that out. So if he's listening to her, Madonna, or any more of these cackling bitches, you got a problem. Number 12, and this one applies to everyone, not just download Dans. Watching soap operas? Really? Life doesn't suck enough for you? You gotta turn on the TV and watch it really suck for someone else. What are you, gay? Oh, I'm sorry. What have I been saying for years about women? If they don't get enough drama at home, they gotta watch it on TV. These shows are nothing but a crash-up derby of penis collisions. Everyone on the show has officially had everyone else's kid, that if they have one more, it's officially labeled inbreeding. Which would explain the writer's room Space Ghost is on. Number 13, spa grooming. Regular dudes do not go to the spa if they can help it. But these dudes are spending an hour in the bathroom at home and half the day at the spa. And they're not getting the happy ending from Holga. They're kind of getting it from Henry.
Oh, but it's not gay if I pay for it, right? Huh? He's just doing a job. Sex work is real work. Bigot!
I have relationships with women and sex with men.
And let's be honest, if he's going to the spa, he's probably putting on makeup number 14. A lot of dudes out there have effectively been brainwashed into becoming more feminine and thinking makeup is okay. But it's not, unless you're acting or performing on television. Now I'm gonna be honest, under the white lights in the studio, you kind of look like a vampire without makeup. When I did public speaking events, they would come out and powder me up and I'd be like, get that homo shit away from me. And they're like, no, you really need this. And they were right. But that is the only caveat allowed in this scenario. If I walk into a room and there's dudes with all different shades of lipstick on, I think about one thing. Someone in that room has a penis that kind of looks like a flavored lollipop. Taste the rainbow, motherfucker!
Oh, all over you.
Number 15, too much gossip, and I'm going to explain. Men will gossip, but it's usually just in passing. And typically it's relevant to a topic or work.
Oh, dude, Pop, did you hear that Tony's getting divorced?
No, man, is he okay?
Yeah, I think he's doing all right.
I'll probably have to take him out to a beer after work and really pick his brain and see what's going on. That's pretty much the extent of it. You find out somebody's having a hard time, and you offer to help them dull the pain with, you guessed it, alcohol. The cause of and solution to most of life's problems. But chicks and down-low Dans, they'll have a whole gossip conference.
What the hell did you just say?
It'll go on for the entire workday. And if it's juicy enough, it can go on all year. You want to know why men don't participate in this kind of horseshit? Because gossip gets you fired. Water cooler whining and break room bitching get people fired. And we made a whole webinar about it. If it's not out now, it will be soon. Number 16, and this one really isn't ironclad in today's day and age, but you do have to keep it in the back of your mind. If he's got more than one close gay friend, well, things could be happening that you don't know. That's what I'm talking about. We need to stop because I feel dirty. Now, to be fair... Am I saying that's absolutely happening? No. But there is a distinct HIV possibility. Number 17, and this one goes out to those poor ladies who think they hit the jackpot. If your friends and family are making comments that they think he's gay, you might want to pay attention. You could quite possibly be completely oblivious to this fact because your vision is clouded by the 10 dick you're getting. But if you get Astroglide in your Christmas stocking one year, you might want to take the hint. All of us are better at assessing other people's problems because you can see things a lot more clearly if you're not involved. So if your uncle says, hey, I think that dude is gay, you might want to listen to him because he doesn't have any foreskin in the game, Screen 5.
He used to call me anal girl.
Number 18, and we've already touched on this a little bit, but not enough to make you spew. If he enjoys shopping with you regularly, he probably has sugar in his tank. Now listen, once every 3 months or so is standard because, let's face it, you're gonna get dragged into it. But you can see those dudes from across the store because on their faces is nothing but displeasure and shame. If you really want to know if he's a down-low Dan, check for purse etiquette. That is when she's in the fitting room and he's left in charge with her purse. If that purse is hidden in the cart or at his feet and he's standing there looking like this, you know that poor sap is trapped. But if he is rocking that purse off his arm, he's a butt bumper Bill right there. Butt bumper Bill, he likes his colon collisions, if you know what I mean, Screen 5. And that image is deep in my thinking meat, and I'm thinking about doing an anal evacuation. I think I'll do it now. Mad shitter. Number 19, you can legally drink in Canada. Shaves his legs. But I am going to be fair here. There are a few exceptions to this rule. If he fights, swims, or bodybuilds, probably okay. As a bodybuilder, they want you to be chic and shimmer under the lights. And that requires, if you are a swimmer, they actually like it when you swim with all your body hair on and then shave it before the meet. Last but not least, fighting, which I used to do myself. The reason I shaved my arms is every single day I would have my fists and my forearms taped, and ripping that tape off at the end of every training session every day sucked. And this applies everywhere, especially your face. I have seen dudes competing in the octagon and in the ring with a lot of facial hair, and it usually ends up with a vicious fucking cut. So in that regards, it's all business. Hopefully there's no monkey business going on. Speaking of monkey business, number 20. This is hard to say, but he likes to get spanked. That is the ultimate symbol of submission, and chicks are supposed to do that. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't happen sometimes, but if it is requested regularly, especially with backstage access, you got a problem. Now, I'm not talking about him requesting your backstage. What I mean here is he's asking you to go backstage. You know, he wants to play five hands of prostate poker. That is bad. I didn't enjoy saying it. It is today's lump of vomit. Now, if that one wasn't bad enough for you, now we have final 21. And this one is auto-confirm. He claims to be bi. Now, I know what the bi dudes out there are going to say, and I've heard it all before. But if your shit touches another dude in a sexual way, ha! Gay! With that being said, I am going to give you five words with a comma. So what, comma? I don't care. If you care about a old infantry grunt with brain damage making jokes about your lifestyle, who really has the problem here? I'm not telling you can't do it, and I'm not telling you shouldn't be able to do it. I'm telling you to leave our fucking kids alone and just be honest from the jump. Do you have any idea how many people out there would be happier if the Download Dan would just be honest from the jump? Imagine being one of these ladies who was married for 15, 20 years. She gets that call in the middle of the night that her husband is soliciting male escorts, and she has to come to the station to bail him out.
Stop it, I'm getting misty.
Listen, my heart, the cold black dead heart I have left, actually goes out for these ladies. That is a horrible fate, and no one deserves that. So I'm gonna be honest here. Just be honest. In current year, it's accepted. There's no reason to hide it anymore. So be honest with everyone, be honest with yourself, and just keep the kids out of it. With that being said, I'm going to issue a warning. Just because you will never have kids because of your activities does not give you the right to mine. Understand that, live by it, and we'll be cool. But you keep playing the fool like you have been, at some point, you're gonna find out. And we all know how you get to find out street.
Yeah, well, the map says we're fucked.
With that being said, I think this concludes this episode. If you like this content, check in the Meat Gazer box for the link tree and make a donation. But if you don't, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Bengay, Astroglide, and a butt plug. I'm out. That happens. Like, there's grandmas that do that. Like, yeah. And give you some fucking weird gift. Cause,
yeah.
Like my grandma, that's probably something she would do.
Yeah. She'd make a rainbow lollipop, some Astroglide, and a tube of Bengay.
No, I mean, my grandma in her 60s walked into my house while I was balls deep in some chick on the living room floor. And let me tell you, man, wow!
I bet that...
That was a bad fucking day.
I bet that was an
All I'm like, all I hear is, oh dear. Ah!